In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today as we hear the Word of God and we proclaim the Word of God. I have some sad news to tell you, and the man who gave the name to the radio broadcast, Andy Murray, died yesterday. And we pray for Andy and we pray for Yvonne. Jesus, help them. Jesus, be with them. Jesus, let them know you love them. I'm reading from John 18, verse 33. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again and summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask on your own, or have other people told you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." Jesus came to testify to the truth, and he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Do you listen to the voice of Jesus in the scriptures? Then you belong to the truth. Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" Very interesting. What is truth? He has truth standing right in front of him. And he says, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went out to the Jews again and told them, "I find no case against him. But you have a custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" They shouted in reply, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Barabbas was a thief, a bandit. And you know what? We are Barabbas. Jesus took the rap for us, and he let us go free through the power of his blood. Chapter 19 of John. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged, and the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they dressed him in a purple robe. They're making fun of Jesus. This is the April Fool. They kept coming up to him saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and striking him on the face. Pilate went out again and said to them, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him." So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and purple robe. Again, the April Fool, that's where it comes from. Pilate said to him, "Here is the man." Ecce homo. When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him." The Jews answered, "We have a law, and according to that law he ought to die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." He was the Son of God from all eternity. Now when Pilate heard this, he was more afraid than ever. He entered the headquarters again and asked Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. You know why? He's absorbing the sins of the world, and they're coming right into him, into his heart, the sins of Adam, the sins of Eve, the sins of all people, until the coming of the Lord in glory. He kept quiet because he was busy. Pilate therefore said to him, "Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you? Do you not know?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above, from the Father. Therefore the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." That's Judas. From then on, Pilate tried to release Jesus, but the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are no friend of the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor." You see, they're afraid that the emperor, Caesar, would find out that Jesus is a king, and he would close the temple. And they were afraid. So they're saying, "He's no king. We don't want Pilate. We don't want the emperor to find out that there's a king. He's a fraud," is what they're saying. When Pilate heard these things, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench at a place called Stone Pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. And he said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but the emperor." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. You see, we're in the Advent season and we're just about to celebrate Christmas, and the manger cannot outdo the cross. The cross was with Jesus even in his birth, when Herod wanted to kill him and they had to flee. So I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is Lord from his conception all the way until forever. Jesus is Lord on the cross. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus in the middle. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." And you see it on crucifixes, I-N-R-I. I, Jesus, N of Nazareth, R, Rex, King, I, Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. When the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, King of the Jews, but this man said, I am the King of the Jews," Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." And when the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. You see, the seamless tunic is the tunic of the high priest. Seamless. Jesus is the high priest. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but let us cast lots for it to see who will get it." This was to fulfill the scripture, which says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast out lots." That is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother, his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Oh yes, he gave Mary to the beloved disciple. Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home. I tell you, if the disciple took Mary into his home, we need to take Mary into our homes. Oh, she is not God. Oh, she is not an angel. She is the mother of Christ, the mother of the Messiah, the mother of God. Yes, because Jesus is God. After this, when Jesus knew that all was finished, what does that mean? That he had already taken every single person into his broken heart. He said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of wine on the branch of hyssop. Remember, hyssop is what they spread over the doorpost, the blood of the lamb in Exodus. A branch of hyssop, and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It is finished. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. It is finished. I have done that. Do you know that you and I were drawn into the heart of Jesus? Do you know that? That we were drawn into the heart of Jesus? Since it was the day of preparation, for the Jews did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, especially because that Sabbath was a great day of great solemnity. So they asked Pilate to have the legs of the crucified men broken and the bodies removed. When the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with Jesus, but when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with the spear, and at once blood and water came out. This is very interesting, because Eve came from the chest of Adam, and the church comes from the chest of Jesus. Yes, blood and water came out, and he who saw this testified so that you may believe. The whole of John's gospel is that we would believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the Lord. All this has been written so that you may believe. I tell you, I wonder how many people truly believe in Jesus. How many people truly believe in Jesus? He who saw this testified so that you may also believe. His testimony is true, and he knows that he tells the truth. These things occurred so that the scripture might be fulfilled, "None of his bones shall be broken." The Paschal Lamb. "Do not break any of his bones." The Baha Lamb. He is the fulfillment of the Paschal Lamb. Remember, John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." And again, another passage of Scripture says, "They will look upon him whom they have pierced." We continue. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who, as a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one, because of fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had first come to Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in that place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one ever had been laid. And so because it was the Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave his life for you and for me. Oh yes, we celebrate Christmas as the birth of Jesus, but this baby was born so that we might have eternal life, and that came from the cross. Eternal life is this: to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. This is eternal life, to know, not to know about, but to know the Father and to know the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, chapter 20, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. Why? Because John is much younger. He bent down to look in, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Why? He waits for Peter, who is the elder, to go in first. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, that's John, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. John believes. He believes what? That Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. As yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying. This is amazing. This is amazing. One at the head and the other at the feet, the angels. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. I tell you, this is Jesus, the risen Lord, who appears to Mary, and she becomes a witness. There were no women witnesses in those days. She becomes a witness, an apostle to the apostles of Peter, James, and John, and the rest of them. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. "My sheep hear my voice and follow me." The only thing he had to say was Mary, and Mary the sheep hears the voice of the Lord and recognizes that it is Jesus. But Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father." I tell you, Jesus made a trip out of the tomb to Mary Magdalene, because love beckons Jesus. Do you love him today? Love beckons Jesus. "But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that what he had said, these things to her. When it was evening on the day of the first of the week, that Sunday, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, they're afraid they're going to be next, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of men, they are retained. This is the whole sacrament of reconciliation. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told Thomas, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the mark of nails in his hands and put my finger mark of nails in his hands and his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here in my hands and reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Oh yes, don't doubt in Jesus. Don't doubt Jesus today. Just believe like a little child. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe that you were born so that we might have eternal life. I believe that not only were you born, but you went to the cross out of love for us, that you rose from the dead. I believe. Thomas answered, my Lord and my God, calls him God. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe. And Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, the signs, seven of them, so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through faith in his name, you may have life in his name. You see, this whole experience of the cross and resurrection of Jesus is for us. It is our salvation. That our Lord Jesus took our place on the cross. We are Barabbas. That our Lord Jesus went to the cross out of love for us and drew all men unto himself. We are Barabbas. Our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and who did he appear to first? Mary Magdalene. And she becomes an apostle to the apostles. This is the Word of God. Jesus is not in the tomb. Jesus has been raised up by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord Jesus Christ is Lord of heaven, earth, and under the earth. And one day every knee shall bend and every tongue shall proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, Mary said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Christ has died for you, for me. Christ is risen for you, for me. And Christ will come again. And I pray that you and I would be watching and waiting for the coming of Messiah in glory. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.